Protester interrupts Elizabeth Warren, "Why are you siding with terrorists?" by Hannah Blow on January 11, 2020. A protester interrupted Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA town hall in Dover, New Hampshire, on Friday and accused her of siding with terrorists. An angry protester interrupted Warren on Friday, accusing her of siding with Iran over her position on President Trump's elimination of Iranian terror chief Qasem Soleimani. "You're siding with racists, you're siding with Iran. What are you siding with terrorists for?" the man yelled. "My grandfather died in World War II. You're a fraud. Disgusting." "This is a man who is deeply upset," Warren said. "He killed 600 Marines," the protester said. A purported reference to Soleimani's role in the death of hundreds of U.S. service members and injuries of thousands more. "We killed a terrorist. Trump is great. You're a fraud. I helped rape victims, and you're lying." "It's good to see you," Warren said. "It's good to see you," the man replied, adding, "Hope you resign." Campaign staffers eventually removed the man from the room. "I think getting into a shouting match with a man who's so clearly disturbed is not helpful to him. And not helpful to anyone," the Massachusetts senator said following the man's outburst. Warren has sharply criticized the president's decision to take out Iran's top terror mastermind, referring to his elimination as an assassination. "We never should have been in this position, to begin with. This assassination of General Soleimani is reckless. And it has been part of an escalating series of attacks that the Trump administration has put forward," she said during last week's appearance on WBZ News. She also said in an interview with Cosmopolitan this week that Americans should be concerned about the possibility of World War III. "So if Trump moves ahead with ordering this sort of attack, would he be considered a war criminal? And should we be worried about World War III?" Jen Ortiz, the magazine's deputy editor, asked. "Let me start at the end. Yes, we should be worried about war," Warren said.